Merriman, and you're listening to The Sleeper Wire Show.
Hey, this is Scott Fish from The Scott Fish Bowl, and you are listening to The Sleeper Wire Show.
Please welcome our very special guest today, Matt Harmon. Matt, thank you so much for being on the show today, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Marcus Grant. Marcus, thank you so much for being on with us today. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Hey, no problem. Yeah, we love having you as a two-time friend of the show that makes you a best friend of Sleeper Wire. How does that sound?
You want to put that on your resume.
What happens if he gets to three? If we're already a best friend status, like...
I mean, I don't know. Are we popping bottles in Vegas when Raiders move to Las Vegas? Is that what happens?
I was going to say. I mean, do I get, like, on SNL when you host so many times, you get, like, the velvet jacket or whatever? Like, do I get, like, a special coat that I can wear around town and show off or something?
I mean, we don't have the budget you guys have, but we can come up with something.
What does this mean, Jake? Help us with this, because everyone is itching to just grab them in the first round, second round still.
About taking him to the third, and honestly, it's going to get lower than that if the appeal doesn't come down to something he just accepts and decides to move on. Because I'm going to give credit to our dude. We had a guest, Jarrett Behar of Dynasty One Fantasy, who's also a lawyer, and that's why I had him on the show for On Target. And he broke this down, and he said the thing that they're going to do if he decides to go forward with it is try to get an injunction. That's what Tom Brady got. But he doesn't think there's anything there for Ezekiel Elliott because he said the precedent has already been set by Tom Brady. And
HarrisWilbel.com, iTunes, everywhere you can get podcasts. Thanks for having me on, you guys. It was really fun.
All right. Take care, Chris. Enjoy your day.
Yep. Have a good one, man.
Thanks, guys.
There. All right, guys. We're going to hit that hotline right now. I know I got a hot trash talk take on there. Let's listen to it.
Check your message now.
What's going on, Sleeper Wire Pro-Am? This is BFTGEO up in the house, getting ready for this weekend's clash between myself and Co-Tidy Britain, whatever his name is. He's a Brit. I don't care. I don't like him. He's probably a good dude. I don't like him. I'm coming for him. I'm going to conquer him like the Revolutionary War when the U.S. conquered Great Britain.
Ooh.
It's going to be like the Battle of Yorktown in October 1781.
Wow.
General Washington leading the troops into Yorktown and sieging and conquering and making the British surrender. I'm going to make Co-Tidy surrender. He's going to wave his white flag. He's going to beg for mercy. And when it's all said and done, the smoke clears.
Here we go.
One person will be left standing. One nation will be left standing. And that will be the USA. The USA. The USA. I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you, Co-Tidy. You're about to get a big can of red, white, and blue whoop ass.
Hell yeah.
Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth?
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm coming for you. I will not show mercy. I will not give you quarters. I will conquer you.